to prevent the cuts. I'm Sean Crawford.
The union that represents workers at a central Illinois prison the state wants to close says it will appeal a judge's decision not to block inmate transfers from the facility. Livingston County Circuit Judge Stephen Pacey says he reluctantly can't legally stop the Department of Corrections from moving 100 inmates out of the Pontiac Correctional Center. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees spokesman Anders Lindahl says the union will appeal the decision possibly as soon as next week. Department of Corrections spokesman Derek Schnapp declined comment. The union has sued the department and Governor Vlad Blagojevich to block their plan to close the prison. Lindahl also accused the department of failing to screen inmates about to be moved for mental health problems. Schnapp again declined comment. Backers of a salary freeze for the city of Champaign Township supervisors say it's needed to help pass a township tax hike to pay for general assistance. Under a resolution passed by city council members last night, the supervisors' pay will be frozen for 2 years and then raised 2% a year later during the third and fourth years. The township assessor will receive annual 2% raises over 4 years. The pay guidelines take effect after the spring elections. Councilwoman Marcy Dodd says township salaries need to be kept low to persuade voters that a township property tax hike on the November ballot will help the poor, not just pay higher salaries.
It's harder to convince people to support a tax raise if the first thing they're going to say to you is, you know, that 2 cents is just going to go to the supervisor's salary. It's just going to go to salaries. It's not. It's going to go to the poor. But that sets up one extra hurdle in people's minds.
But the measure left a different impression on Township Supervisor Linda Abernathy. Outside the meeting, she said the salary freeze and the small raises seemed to be council members' way of showing their disdain for her and the township's general assistance program for the poor.
You know, the sad thing to me about all of this is they have sort of not valued the township, and I think this is just another form of their method.
Abernathy says she also detected a racial undertone to the council's treatment of her and her general assistance program. Abernathy says she'll announce later this month whether she's running for a second term as supervisor. A worldwide effort to boost the healthy lifestyles of young people could become part of the regular schedule for some schools in Champaign-Urbana. Around 2,000 kids from 12 grade schools participated in International Walk to School Day this morning. Parents, teachers, police officers, and community leaders accompanied the students in an effort to promote fitness and safety. And some schools are talking with parents about continuing this effort. Event co-chair Cynthia Hoyle says with enough help, the walking school bus could become a daily routine.
You set up a route. You have parents and or volunteers who escort the children. You have a time schedule, and they walk along the designated route, and children are join the walking school bus, and that way they are always able to walk back and forth to school with adult supervision.
Any parents who'd like to participate should contact their child's school district. Hoyle, a transportation planner with the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, says Walk to School Day also looks to cut down on traffic congestion and point out any problems pedestrians encounter to public works staff. It's the fifth year locally for Walk to School Day, organized by CU Safe Routes to Schools. A $25,000 federal grant for the program will also allow the communities to hold a bike rodeo later this year and conduct education campaigns for motorists about safe driving in school zones. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs of every size and color combination, from new to antique, to complement any decor. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign.
And here's Mike Solo with weather.
Well, Jeff, it was decent conditions for walking to school this morning, and it'll be even better over the next couple days as the clouds are continuing to work their way off to the east. We do have one cold front through and another one that will push through the area, but with very little moisture in the low levels of the atmosphere, we're not expecting any precipitation as the second front moves through, just a wind direction shift, and again, we will see maybe a few clouds develop as it moves through. And then overnight tonight, a clear sky with patchy fog forming towards daybreak. Low temperature down to 47 on a west wind at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Sunshine and a high tomorrow of 75 degrees. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tomorrow night, the low 49 degrees. Mostly sunny on Friday, the high at 77. Partly cloudy with a low temperature on Friday night of 54 degrees. And Saturday, mostly sunny, the high temperature around 80 degrees. Now, beyond that, we're looking for a high again on Sunday of around 80 degrees, mid to upper 70s on Monday. The next best chance for rain comes Monday night and in through Tuesday as another cold front will work through the area. And it looks right now like temperatures for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week will be topping out in the mid to upper 60s. Across Illinois and Indiana tonight, mostly clear and cooler. Again, patchy fog will form overnight, mainly south and central. Lows between 43 in northwestern Illinois and 53 in southeastern Indiana. So, tomorrow, mostly sunny day with high temperatures that will range between 70 far north and 78 in the south. It's 67 degrees on Friends Plaza, 68 at Willard Airport at the top of the hour. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. One day after the presidential debate, the candidates held boisterous rallies. They were focusing on states that have traditionally fallen into the other party's column. Barack Obama and his running mate Joe Biden campaigned separately. John McCain campaigned with his running mate Sarah Palin. First, we go to Obama, who spoke to a crowd of thousands in Indianapolis.
I realize you're cynical. I realize some of you are fed up with politics. I realize you're disappointed.